a pleasure. That's right. We're talking Bears football. Bears Monday on 670 The Score, the number one sports station in the great and the best sports city in the country, Chicago. And again, you know what? We're going to be talking Bears. We're going to be talking NFL. And we're on the air until 5 o'clock. We are live. No homogenized network stuff. We're talking Chicago sports. And then, of course, Mully and Haw. We got Dusty Rhodes. We got everything going on with a recap. We have Tyler Farrengold. Tyler, good to see you.
Chuck, great to see you as well on a Bears Victory Monday.
That's right. I love it. Do we get any food, by the way, around here? Because usually Mitch Rosen, the czar of sports radio, he provides like a buffet, right, for the morning crew and the midday and the afternoon drive.
You know, I haven't really been in on that, Chuck, because primarily I'm in so early in the morning, so I haven't been able to enjoy whatever food does come in on a Victory Monday.
We'll have to work on that next week.
We will definitely have to work
on that. Because the Bears, we're here for the next three Mondays until I got Bulls basketball. Yeah, remember them? The Bulls. But we're going to go to some phone lines at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. I got to throw this out, Tyler, all right? Just be with me for a second. I got to talk about what's going on because the game ends and the Bears win, as you know, taking care of business 24-17, down 17-0, by the way, at one stage. But they came back and won, okay? And we know the story with the offense, not good. Out of rhythm, out of sync, whatever you want to call it. People were expecting Caleb Williams to throw 10 touchdown passes and 500 yards. Not happening. It's his first game. But we live in a world, and I got to get the fans' opinion about this. We live in a world now of instant gratification. We want success, and we want it yesterday. We can't let things organically develop, okay? So after the ball game, you know, I'm on Twitter, and I'm getting the feedback from different writers and broadcasters and fans, and it's almost comical. And I wrote this. I said it's almost comical and laughable that social media bloggers, in fact, probably some from, you know, the city of Chicago, but media bloggers and the media are ripping Caleb Williams. Does he need to improve, folks? Yes, of course. But it's one game, okay? We're talking about one game. It's his first NFL game. His first NFL game, period. Oh, by the way, the Bears did win the football game, right? You never apologize for winning the game. I'm repeating, you never apologize for winning the game. End of story. The Bears won the game, okay? And yet you got people complaining. What's wrong with you? The Bears are 1-0, okay? So enjoy it. What do you call this on this station, Tyler? You call it Victory Monday? Is that right?
Victory Monday.
Okay. So I want to hear from the fans. Okay, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. You can also drop me a text. By the way, let's go right now, a Dateline Soldier Field. I like that, Tyler. It's very good. This is the old teletype. See, if you're from the Gen or X generation, you have no idea what a teletype is. It used to be like the Associated Press, United Press International, Reuters. They would have a teletype, and that's how we got the news back in the day. Okay. The Chicago Bears are the first team in NFL history to win a game in which they trailed by at least 17 points and had fewer than 150 total yards. That's an unbelievable stat. Okay? Let me repeat that. The first team in NFL history, Papa Bear is loving this stat, to win a game in which they trailed by at least 17 points and fewer than 150 total yards. Let's move on. Teams trailing. What happened to the teletype? Where did it go? We paid the rent. Can we put a quarter back in the machine? Tyler, can we play it again, the teletype? I wasn't sure what happened there. Okay. See, this is what happens when we run out of coins. All right. Teams trailing by two or more scores at halftime who failed to score an offensive touchdown all game had been 2-306 since 2000. There you go. Thank you. They don't pay me enough to do this show. The Bears today made it 3 wins and 306 losses. Again, teams trailing by two or more scores at halftime who failed to score an offensive touchdown all game, and now the Bears make it 3-306. What else do we have? Here's another stat. This is from Patrick Finley. Caleb Williams, 55.7 passer rating, is the 11th worst debut among all quarterbacks picked first overall since 1970. You know, I was always curious, how do they get these stats? They must have some, like, book guys, you know, some nerds. I don't want to call them nerds because they're probably got degrees from Yale and Harvard and MIT. And here I've got a degree from my great school, Ohio University, who, by the way, won. They beat South Alabama the other day. But anyway, Caleb Williams, 55.7 passer rating, the 11th worst debut among all quarterbacks, first overall since 1970. The list of performances worse than Caleb Williams: John Elway, Hall of Famer, 0.0. Terry Bradshaw, 19.3. He's in the Hall of Fame. Matthew Stafford, 27.4. He will be in the Hall of Fame. Troy Aikman, 40.2. He's in the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning, 45.1. It's going to be interesting to see if he gets in.
I think he should be in.
I think he gets in because of his last name. And he won two Super Bowls.
Two Super Bowls.
Yeah. But if Eli Manning's last name was Eli Jones or Eli Farrengel, you think he's in the Hall of Fame? Come on. Really? If he gets there, it'd be like in the year 2082. All right. So that's what's going on. And we're going to go to the phone lines at 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. We're going to recap what's going on in the NFL as well, so we can turn down the teletype. Thank you. Okay, thank you. We can turn down the teletype. All right, let's go to Jack from Peru. Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good, thank you. So what do you think about the overall opinion about the Bears?
Overall opinion, I mean, the defense, the special teams look pretty good, but I'll tell you right now, the offense did not look good.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, realistically, what did you expect out of the offense? I expected a little bit better showing, but again, you're starting a rookie quarterback, right?
The offense, well, he was supposed to be the guy. Everybody thought he was going to come out, light him up, and put up probably 350 yards. But the only reason they won that game today, the offense put up 2 points, which was a two-point conversion, and then the defense and the special teams put up 25.
Yeah, so. And again, this was not an offense that was in sync. They were out of rhythm. There were a lot of batted balls at the line of scrimmage, and it will get better. Now, the problem is, I mean, and the Bears,
you've dumped all the money into this offense that's supposed to be top-notch. They're supposed to go from a defensive team to an offensive team because they drafted quarterback number one, Caleb Williams. I don't know where you go from here because that's
well, I'll tell you where they go from here. They get back to work on Tuesday, right, or Wednesday, and they get ready for Houston a week from Sunday, and so they've got to get ready because the Texans are loaded. They are flat out loaded.
I agree.
And they've coming off a great season. They added Mixon and they added Diggs.
I think everybody thought they were going to come out looking like C.J. Stroud, and that wasn't it.
No, I appreciate the call. Thank you. And again, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The offense did not play well today. But for fans to bury this ball club and bury Caleb Williams and just rip the offense is ridiculous after one game. But that's the way this world works. This is the way sports. A guy goes 0 for 4 at the plate, and they're ready to ship him to double-A ball. A guy goes 2 for 12 from the field in basketball. Get rid of him. Trade him. I mean, people have got to chill. Back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. And also, we can run down the NFL scores. So, all right, let's go to what happened today in the National Football League. Steelers and Falcons, as Justin Fields gets the start, and Justin Fields completed 17 of 23, 156. The Steelers kicked six, count them, six field goals to beat the Falcons. Kirk Cousins was horrible in his Falcons debut, and he threw two interceptions. Elsewhere, Cardinals and Bills. The Bills went at 34-28. Marvin Harrison caught one pass for 4 yards, okay? One pass for 4 yards. You want to bench him? Okay. What else is going on there? Josh Allen, a couple of TD passes and a couple of TD runs. We got the Patriots and the Bengals. Patriots win it 16-10. Jamar Chase, you know, he's been going through, you know, all kinds of grief with his contract with the Bengals. And he did play six receptions, 62 yards. More NFL scores in a moment. Let's go to Eric from Logan Square. Eric, what's going on? What's your take on the Bears? Eric, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Look, I don't understand why the city, if they are at that point after one game, is going to light this guy on fire. I just want to see growth this year. I want to see development. That's something that we've never been able to accomplish as a franchise in my 43 years on this planet. I've had to watch mediocre quarterback play at best. And we haven't been able to develop the guy. If we draft the guy and invest in the guy, let's let him develop. Give him some time. Obviously, he has a good supporting cast around him, but, you know, it takes time. Nothing's perfect.
Well, that's why I'll tell you what. I think people need to chill. They need to take a deep breath and let this guy develop. And listen, this is sports. People want to win, and they want to win big, and they want to win every week. And I get that. We're all fans. But, I mean, some of the stuff I read on the internet today and some of the stuff that's being written already about the Bears is absolutely ridiculous. You got a franchise quarterback in Caleb Williams who one day will be in the Hall of Fame. I am convinced this kid is the real deal, okay? Every quarterback that we just named who had a tough first game, okay, ranging from Elway, Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, Hall of Famers, by the way, struggled. They struggled in there. That was a number one overall pick in their NFL debut. So people just need to relax, all right? It was one game. And even if he struggles the first month, I don't care. If we're seeing progression, great. Thank you for the call. Let's go
exactly.
To...
Thank you.
Let's go to... let's see. Do we have Harvey? Is Harvey? David, let's go to David. David from Pontiac. David, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, thank you.
So here's how I feel about it. I agree with you 100% on relaxing and taking your time because Caleb Williams does have a lot of upside and potential. But I also think that if Justin Fields, let's say he does have a bad month, Caleb Williams, 3 out of 4 weeks or 4 out of 4, and Justin Fields, and he's just balling over there in Pittsburgh, should we entertain the conversation that
no,
they moved
no,
off
no, no,
in.
No, 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 no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That was then. Now is now. I mean, listen, I wish Justin Fields all the best. Quality guy, loved Chicago, and the fan base loved him right back, or some of them, most of them, I guess. But the Bears made a decision, in my opinion, it was the right decision, as tough as it is, because I think a lot of people embrace Justin Fields and who he was as a human being and the skill set. But the Bears made that call. And in my opinion, it was the right call. And Caleb Williams will be a legit big-time quarterback for this franchise. And so I'm not second-guessing the Bears. And if Justin Fields leads Pittsburgh to the playoffs, God bless him. But I will do that deal 10 times out of 10 times to move Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams number one. Thank you for the call. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. And that leaves one line open right now, or you can also text us at 312-644-6767. All right, we gave you some more scores. Let's talk about the Texans, who are playing the Bears next week in Houston, 29-27. This was an outstanding football game. C.J. Stroud threw for 234. Diggs caught a couple of touchdown passes. Mixon ran for 159. And those two add-ons for Houston, big, big time for the Texans. Elsewhere, Jags and Dolphins. Miami wins it on a field goal as time expires, 20-17. But this really bizarre story with Tyreek Hill and what happened, apparently he was, according to the Associated Press, he was stopped for a traffic violation. And the next thing you know, I don't know what happened, if words were exchanged. The next thing we find out, he's lying. Tyreek Hill is face down in handcuffs. Then he's released. He goes to the stadium. And he did speak with reporters afterwards, and his agent, Rosenhaus, he also spoke, and apparently we're going to learn more about what's going on. The Miami-Dade Police Department, they've already suspended one officer until we get all the facts and information. That's all we can tell you right now. But it's going to be very intriguing to see, as we move forward, the depth of this storyline involving Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins. Back to the phone lines. Timmy from Deerfield, you're on 670 The Score.
Thanks so much for having me on. I want to chat a little bit about the Bears' victory, which was wonderful, but kind of fortunate. They won despite the defensive calls and the offensive calls. And let me start with the offensive. They put Caleb in a quite bit of a bad situation with some running plays that were negative yardage, and rather than letting him be free, throw the ball on first down, you know, you got a Ferrari, you can't restrict it to 60 miles an hour. All right, that's offensively what I think was wrong. It's too conservative. And defensively, another thing, he sat there third and 15, third and 12, didn't blitz. Levis got a few first downs. When they finally did blitz, good things happened. And there's a reason why Steve Spagnuolo has four Super Bowl rings as a defensive coordinator for the Giants and also for the Kansas City Chiefs. He gets the ball back for the team, and he stops a lot of runs, and third and 12, it shouldn't happen, first downs. So anyway, I'll listen to your comments, but that was my comment, and thank you for letting me discuss.
Yes, thank you. Well, again, we saw a lot of blitzing in the second half. Levis was horrible, absolutely horrible. And that pick that he threw, and we're going to have some cuts in a package of the scoring plays for the Bears in just a moment, but that pick he threw, that was right out of high school. He had no business throwing that football unless he felt he had the strength to throw it away, which he didn't because he was wrapped up. And, you know, I'm breaking down this game, and I'm not a big Titans fan. I do think that their defense played well, but overall, this Tennessee ball club probably a 500 team or less. They've got a long, long way to go, folks. But again, it's a win for the Bears, period. End of story. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Elsewhere in the National Football League, the Saints took care of business, 47-10 over the Panthers. Derek Carr was brilliant, 3 touchdown passes, and also Bryce Young, 13 of 30 for 161 yards and 2 picks. And Bryce Young, as you know, with the trade with the Bears and the Panthers, it will go down as probably the most lopsided trade in the history of the National Football League. Maybe Deshaun Watson with Houston and Cleveland. Speaking of Deshaun Watson, by the way, of the Cleveland Browns, Dallas 33-17 over Cleveland. Watson was sacked 6 times. He threw 45 times, 24 of 45 for 169 yards. Before the game, Dak Prescott signed to become the highest paid player in the history of the National Football League, 4 years, $240 million. Timmy from Deerfield, you're on 670 The Score. And we've got another line coming up in just a moment. Do we have that highlight package, Tyler? Let's go to it.
Stonehouse with pressure, a block! It's scooped up by the Bears! Back the other way! Jonathan Owens! Touchdown, Chicago! Mr. Biles getting in there! The block by Daniel Hardy, who just made the roster after a strong preseason. He had the block on Stonehouse.
You saw him overload on the right side and loop over to the left. Jonathan Owens becomes Johnny on the spot. The scoop and score. Well done by him.
The 100-meter sprint to the house on third down and 6. Here they come. Gordon's coming. Levis gets wrapped up. Flings it ahead. It's picked off. Tyreek Stevenson will give the Bears the lead on another defensive play. It was the former Titan DeMarcus Walker who got to the quarterback, wrapped Levis up, and Stevenson housed it for the first Bears lead of the game.
Well, it's all that pressure that gave DeMarcus Walker a chance on the edge. And Levis just falls right into his lap right there. You cannot make a bad play worse.
Here's the game. They need to get to midfield. Levis off the back foot, floats it up for Boyd. It is picked off. Jalen Johnson seals the deal, and the defense wins the day for Chicago.
All right, so there you have highlights out of Amin on Fox. It's interesting with Owens with the score by the Bears, and he called him Mr. Biles. And I was getting texts. Some people really like that call. Other people are saying, wait a minute, how do you think he feels? Because that's not really his identity, even though he's married. So I thought, hey, you know what? In the moment, that's Adam Amin's call. He can live with it, whether you like it or not. Bottom line is that she then sent out a tweet saying, listen, you know what? I almost had a heart attack. So it's a great afternoon for the Bears and the family of Owens and for Biles. By the way, I just want to clarify something that the Miami-Dade officials, this is from the Associated Press, they have reacted quickly now, saying an investigation has been opened into the officer's conduct and that one of the officers was placed on administrative leave, not suspended. So again, one of the officers was placed on administrative leave, so that officer has not been suspended, but basically he has been placed on leave, period. So again, we will have more on that story with Mullion Hall coming up at 5 till 9 right here on 670 the score. And we have a busy, busy Monday coming up right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz with Mully and Haw at 7. DJ Moore with Mully and Haw at 8. Brad Biggs with Mully and Haw at 9. And then Bernstein and Holmes will feature Diane Weider along with Anthony Herron as well. So again, it's a great, great day. And then with Spiegel and Patrick McNally, you're going to have Mark Grody on. You got Kurt Warner on. You got Jalen Johnson coming on as well. It's going to be a great Monday right here on 670 The Score. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. That is the number to talk Bears football because I'm bullish on the Bears. I think the Bears are going to win 11 football games. I think they're going to have to get better because the second half of the schedule, much more difficult with teams in the NFC North. But I'll tell you what, I love special teams today. I love the defense. The offense, not so hot, but that will get better. And again, folks, give this young man, Caleb Williams, a chance. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to struggle. That is the sign of a rookie quarterback. It's perfectly fine. He will get better, and he will be a tremendous, tremendous player in the National Football League. 312-644-6767. We also have some tweets, and again, a lot of people are talking about what's going on with Caleb, that he's not a Ferrari, he's a multifaceted utility vehicle, whatever you want to call it. And let's see, we've got a lot of people are saying what's going on with the Bears. They're disappointing. The offense isn't there. I don't know what people want. Okay, the Bears won the football game, period. 312-644-6767. Elsewhere in the NFL, Seahawks beat the Broncos 26-20. We had the Lions over the Rams 26-20. Montgomery with the game-winning score in overtime. We're going to take a break. We'll have more in a moment right here on 670 The Score. And this is Victory Monday right here on 670 The Score. Chuck Swirsky, our producer, Tyler Ferengel. We've got a full Monday of Bears conversation. And Velus Jones, what do you think, Tyler? What's going on with him, huh?
Well, I think it's pretty clear, Chuck. We've seen each of the last two or three seasons that he's very explosive. He can run with the football, but it's clear he can't catch. And he showed us that once again yesterday with that pretty grueling fumble on the kickoff.
Yeah, and you know what? Actually, it was a really good day for special teams, with the exception of that play. But they've got a dilemma going on here, and I don't know what they're going to do. Now, the guy that replaced him, right, and he did a really nice job.
Yeah, it was kind of like a on-the-spot replacement. They obviously had a right to be fed up with what happened. So they threw punt returner and I believe number 5 wide receiver on the depth chart, DeAndre Carter, in to return kicks. And that seemed to work for the most part, Chuck. He obviously rattled off that kick return of over 60 yards, which set up the Bears for their only points of the first half. Chuck, could you imagine if he didn't rattle off that return past the 50, even the 40-yard line? The Bears might not have scored in the first half because the offense, they weren't generating a lot of big plays today, or yeah, yesterday, I mean.
So Carter, on the kickoff returns, he had one for 67 yards, Tyler, as you mentioned. He returned 5 punts for 64 yards. So, I mean, you know, I don't be surprised. I think he's going to get the call Sunday night against Houston.
I would definitely say that. I still think it's too early for the Roma Dunze talks. I've heard him kind of thrown around as a potential guy for punt or kick return. I don't think they want to throw him out there just yet for injury purposes. But yeah, I 100% agree, Chuck. Tyler Scott, the 4th receiver on the depth chart, was out yesterday. So I think that made it a little bit easier for them to turn to DeAndre Carter. They actually had to throw to him a lot, but I do 100% agree. Once Tyler Scott comes back, you have your 4 main wide receivers. I think DeAndre Carter is going to be your kick and your punt guy. And for Velus Jones, I think it honestly might just be he'll be that kind of end around speed back guy who he'll get the ball on like a reverse handoff or something like that.
Speaking of Odunze, targeted four times, one reception for 11 yards. DJ Moore, who will, by the way, appear right here on 670 The Score later today.
Yes, he will. 8 o'clock this morning with Mully and Haw.
Eight targets, five receptions, 36 yards. Keenan Allen targeted 11 times. 11. Four receptions, 29 yards. And then you can go right down the list. Let's see. Cole Kmet, only one reception, targeted only once
that
for 4 yards.
He's been not just...
What am I missing here?
You're not missing anything, Chuck. I mean, remember last year, Cole Kmet was Mr. Red Zone guy. When you need someone to catch a ball, you turn to big 6'5", 260-something pound Cole Kmet. But he had that one target of that short little slant route for 4 yards. And remember, there was that really awkward review that I think that the ref screwed up. But yeah, I think, you know, with the weapons they have, I do agree with you about how everyone should kind of, you know, pump the brakes a little bit on why is Caleb performing like this. It was a bad game, don't get me wrong, but it's the first game of the season. They might have played,
By the way, it's his first game too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chuck, I don't know if you agree with this. I think that was the worst game the offense will play the entire season.
Yep. Because they do have an enormous amount of talent with that unit. And
100%.
So again, you know what? Bottom line, Bears win at 24-17 after trailing at one stage 17-0. 312-644-6767. If you want to text me, text me. You want to call? Call. This is your show, really, because I'm just Joe Bag of Donuts, to be honest with you. I'm here until 5, then Mully, Haw, Dusty, they've got you covered. They'll have all the scores of all the games. They'll be talking Cubs baseball. They open up a series. They're on the road for a week. Dodgers, Rockies, they're 5 out from a wild card berth. Time running out, though. 312-644-6767. Let's see. The other question I've got for you, Shelton really struggled at center, okay? And the offensive line, you know, I was expecting a little bit better result today. I'm not saying I'm an expert on what their scheme is, but I just didn't think that they were in sync, Tyler.
No, I agree. And that was one of the things that we were looking at this whole offseason. Mark Rohde, who comes on the station a lot, that was one of the things that he was looking at, is who is going to be the starting center for the Bears. Coleman Shelton, Ryan Bates. Ryan Bates has been knocked out with an injury for a little while now. So to your point, Chuck, Coleman Shelton got the nod, and it was rocky, to say the least, today. I think that maybe with the whole week of Shelton being the number one during practice, hopefully they'll get a lot more reps, but it wasn't the smoothest ride for the offensive line.
No. And we had, you know, when you look at the tape again, a lot of passes batted down at the line of scrimmage. So
he did have some issues with vision over the Titans. I will credit the Titans' defensive line.
Yes.
They did get some pressure. They did force Caleb numerous times out of the pocket, kind of scrambling a little bit. But the offensive line, I think they were getting dominated, the Bears, in the trenches early, offensively and defensively.
So I'm reading the recap. And again, we want to hear from you at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. You know, one of the great cliches in cop outlines is when the game is over and they interview the losing team and players say, well, you know what? They didn't win it. We lost it. And I never understood that logic. Never. Because basically what you're saying is, okay, like, you know, we imploded. It's our fault we lost this game. Well, of course it's your fault. But also, the Bears took advantage of your mistakes, period. And so when I look at this, and I'm looking at the offense of the Bears, struggled, of course, but Tennessee, their offense, because the Bears' defense rose to the occasion in the second half, they changed schematically and blitzed a lot, and Will Levis is Will Levis. I mean, I'm not. You can't build around him. I'm convinced he is not a franchise quarterback.
Would you say, Chuck, the turning point of the game was Jonathan Owens' blocked punt for a touchdown? Because the Bears' defense, it seemed like once the third quarter started, they started getting a little bit more looks, but I think there was no question once that punt block went in for a touchdown, it seemed like the game completely changed, and the Bears' defense got to that stranglehold that they had Tennessee on those first two drives of the first quarter.
No question. I thought that was the play of the game. I mean, people could say, well, what about the pick? You know, Stevenson, the whole bit. But I think that was the play of the game with the block. And so, you know what? Now you build on this, and they're going to have to be a lot better against Houston. I think don't sleep on Houston as an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl.
Chuck, would you call me crazy if I told you I had the Houston Texans as the best team in the NFL this year? And I actually had them representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. I am a CJ Stroud believer. I think the dude is an excellent player. I love the additions they had on offense and defense. I'm sold on the Texans. So to your point,
yep,
this is going to be a very, very tough game for the Bears.
Yes, it is. And again, that's prime time Sunday night. We'll be on the air next week as well from midnight to 5 right here on 670 The Score, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Let's see, getting some more text. One of the texters says, last two Bears quarterbacks, coaching staff called them back, let them play to their strength. It's not the quarterback's fault. Here's another. Let's see, Chuck. Hate to tell you this, Caleb Williams is going to be a bust. You've got to be kidding me.
Was it an underwhelming game? Yes, but it's the first game of his NFL career. He's going to get better.
The guy's played what game? And a texter's calling him a bust. You got to be kidding me. I love Chicago.
I agree, love the fans.
But, man, you need some therapy here. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Joe, what's happening? You're on 670 The Score.
Hey, Eberflus circled the wagons. He dialed things up in the second half, and they protected the offense. They won the game. Hats off to Eberflus.
Yeah, you know what? If you've been following when I fill in, I'm an Eberflus guy. I mean, his job was definitely on the line last year, and I would assume. I don't think this is going to happen, but if they underachieve this year, I think he's in trouble. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's got the backing of ownership and Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren, and I really like what I've seen out of Eberflus as a head coach. I think he's very well respected in that locker room. I think he's a really, really good coach, and I want to see him succeed. And so... I think the Bears are going to win 11 games.
The players. He has the players. They love him. They want to play for him. They circled the wagons around your offense. They see the potential of Caleb and what could be. And look out after the bye. Make all the mistakes before the bye. But after the bye, full steam ahead.
Yep. So before I let you go, Joe, let me ask you a question. Of what you saw today, what was the number one storyline in this game?
The bond. Not giving up. The bond.
Yep. Because, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, when you were down 17-0, this game was over.
They gave up.
So I agree with you. I think the chemistry on this team is awesome, and I think it really stems from the type of players they're bringing in with Ryan Poles and this front office and what the coach has done. And when you get really good players, I think because they're winning players and they are winning players, I think one hand feeds the next. So thank you for the call. Let's go to Philip. Philip, what's going on? You're on 670 The Score, 312-644-6767.
How you doing tonight?
Good, Philip.
Listen, I've been watching the Bears for 30 years, okay? And they hyped up Caleb Williams pretty good tonight. I know it's his first game, but if you notice other teams, if you watch other games, how they move down the field, 10, 20, 30 yards, passing plays, running plays, I didn't see nothing today. How are they going to fix this? You know, I listened to the Dan Hampton after the game. They weren't ready today. What do you think?
Yeah, I disagree. I didn't hear that, and everyone's entitled to their opinion, so I'm only going based on what you're telling me. I think the Bears were ready. I just don't think they were in sync. And I think some of that is with a rookie quarterback. Some of that is because I think Tennessee took some things away from them. Some of this was because of the execution. But I think this ball club will be better. And I think there's plenty of room for growth. And as Caleb Williams said after the game, that starts with him. And I agree with that. And so while no one is pleased and satisfied with what they got out of their offense, I think you also have to give this team a chance to breathe a little bit. It's one game. Why is everyone so impatient? Answer me that. Philip, why are we so impatient? Why does a team have to win the Super Bowl in week one of the regular season?
Listen, I watch every game, and I see pass plays down the field, 20 yards, 30 yards. I know he had a couple of drops, but, you know, I see missed catches. I didn't see any impressive plays today. If it wasn't for the defense, they would have lost big time. And
okay,
you know
but don't you think good teams, that happens when, if the offense has a bad day at the office, that the defense and special teams will pick them up, or vice versa? That when a defense is going to be challenged by Houston next week, that maybe the offense will bail them out?
Listen, I'm watching games every day, and I see people move the ball downfield. I watched the Lions tonight. I watched the Rams. You know, when are these big plays going to come? This guy had 96 yards or something. They looked terrible today. You know, they couldn't run. They couldn't throw. I know the kid's young, but you think this is going to get better?
Yes, I do. I think it's going to get better. It's going to be a lot better. And I'll tell you what, before it's all said and done, Caleb Williams is going to be an all-pro quarterback. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. And I'll stake my reputation on that. And I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And I've seen every quarterback from Bears football since 1979. And I think Caleb Williams is going to be a great, great player. So I appreciate the call. I do. Thank you. 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Let's see. One of the texts says, Chuck, you've been watching for 30 years, which means there's absolutely no hope for you. Come on. Okay. Let's see. Here's another texter. Chuck, I'm so disappointed with the Bears offense. The Bears are going to be lucky to win 5 games. Tyler.
They had 149 yards and they won by a touchdown. So, I mean, we could always look at both ends of the stick, but I mean, if we're trying to be positive here, they had 150 yards and won by a touchdown. Could you imagine when Caleb Williams throws a couple touchdown passes, he gets in rhythm with his receivers, they have about 350 yards. They have a good game, and the defense continues to play like they played in the second half and most of last season.
Yep.
They're going to win games.
Let's see. Here's another texture from the 412 area code. What was Peyton Manning's record in his first season? 3-13. Tell the Caleb haters to get some therapy. I love it.
That was negative to a part, but I like it because he's In the long run, he's being positive.
Yeah, how many picks did Peyton Manning throw his rookie year? Like the most,
I think 28.
Yeah,
I'll get that in a sec for you.
Yeah, I mean is that number one in the history of the NFL for a rookie quarterback to throw 28 picks? And oh, by the way, he's in Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame. How many commercials do you think he does? I mean, like over the weekend, you couldn't go a one quarter of football in the NFL, especially, without seeing a Peyton Manning spot. And I'm not knocking that. God bless him. He has become the face of the National Football League. Will you agree with that, Tyler? And maybe our listeners? Peyton Manning is almost like the Michael Jordan of the NFL regarding, you know, commercials. Remember when Jordan was everywhere when he played for the Bulls? He was doing commercial after commercial. God bless him. Well, Peyton Manning has taken this to another level. I mean, I think he's doing more commercials now post-playing than he did when he was playing. And so you got Peyton Manning doing spots. Who else did I see over the weekend doing? I'll tell you who was doing a ton of commercials now. Nick Saban. Nick Saban, the former Crimson Tide head coach. You know, he had his name on the field now in Tuscaloosa the whole bit. And he's on ESPN on game day, really does a nice job. I mean, Pat McAfee, he's a little different, and people love the guy. I think he's acquired taste, but that's all right. You know, that's why there's chocolate and vanilla. Everyone has a favorite. But I'm telling you, Nick Saban is now doing a boatload of spots. And but that was my take from the weekend, because honestly, I watched Texas. Texas demolished Michigan, and Michigan just doesn't have the personnel this year. And people are ripping the Wolverines. Why? They lost 12 players to the National Football League. 12. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Roger from Naperville. Welcome, 670 The Score. We're talking Bears. We're talking about, you know, Caleb Williams. People, you know, are down on the Bears, even though they won, by the way. They did win the football game. Oh, excuse me. One little side note. The Bears did win.
Yes, they did win. And when you mentioned 1979, I had to call. I'm thinking about Bob Adelini.
Yes.
Remember him?
Yes, I do.
So we have all suffered quite a bit. And one thing caught my eye. You're talking about Caleb as a Hall of Fame. That's pretty strong, but that's okay.
Yep. I think one day Caleb Williams is going to the Hall of Fame. And I'll tell you what, I was here in 79 with Bob Avellini, Mike yes. Phipps, Vince Evans.
Yes. Yes.
And I thought Vince Evans was going to be a great player. I did.
Yes, one thing I just want to say about Caleb is that I'm glad he's not looking for run first. He's looking for throw. All of these quarterbacks, when you look at Michael Vick and all other quarterbacks, they have gained like 5,000 yards, but they have not won the big one. And I really feel that Caleb is going to look to throw first, then run. And that is the key in NFL. You cannot keep running. You're going to get your bells ring, and you're not going to be a good quarterback. I agree with you, Chuck. I like this kid. I think he's going to do well. Just be a little bit more patient. There were a lot of balls that were dropped today. That should have been a touchdown. The other one, you know, he just misfired. So once he gets to know the crowd, the field, the feel of the game, I agree with you. We have a quarterback. We have gone through so many quarterbacks the last 40 years. So we need to think positive of this kid. And I really feel that he's going to be one of the best coming out.
Yes.
That's my talk.
But you know what? You mentioned, Roger, the operative word here, patience. And nobody has patience anymore.
Yes.
No one has patience, not only in sports, but in life.
I think next week will be a good test for Caleb. And I think he's going to see his other side of the quarterback from Houston. Nobody had any, hypes for this kid. And look what he is right now for the Houston. So I think it's going to be a good test. And I think you'll be much surprised how well they play next week.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this football game and looking forward to seeing how the Bears measure on the road against a Houston team that many feel is a legitimate contender for the Super Bowl in New Orleans. So thank you for the call. With Roger leaving one line open right here, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. You can text us as well in the event you don't want to jump on the phone lines at 5 minutes until 1 in the morning. We're on the air until 5 a.m. This is local sports programming on 670 The Score. We're booming into 50,000 watts, a clear channel around the United States, half of Canada, who knows, on the internet, on the Odyssey app. And I love it. And giving the fans an opportunity to talk Bears football. A lot of Bears fans disappointed, obviously, with the offense. Okay. And they're saying, hey, next week, here's the texter. Chuck, come on. What are you talking about with Houston? Houston's going to win by 3 touchdowns. Huh. No, no, no. Okay. It's not happening. The Bears are not going to lose by 21 points. All right. It's going to be a tough game. Very, very difficult game. No question. How come so many people? Answer me this, folks. I'm just Joe Bag of Donuts. I got the Bulls waiting for me in 3 weeks. So I'm coming in here to talk Bears because I have passion for the Bears. I love the Bears. How come so many people are down on the Bears even after winning a football game? I mean, really, something's wrong with you people. Seriously.
Winning is the most important thing in sports, and it doesn't matter how you do it. If you get the win, you got to celebrate it, Chuck. And with a big offseason like this, you had to find a way to win this game. They did. That's all that matters.
How come people can't just sit back, enjoy the fact that you won a football game today, despite not playing your best offensive on that side of the football, but your special teams, with the exception of Jones playing soccer, and because the ball did bounce off his foot, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, like, you know, special teams, Santos is terrific. We got to go with some highlights next hour. You know what? I think, you know, you talk about guys under the radar. How come we don't talk about him enough?
He's been lights out since he joined here. Robbie Gould was fantastic. Cairo Santos is just as good.
Yes.
Just as good.
Yes. I like what you how you did that. So, but I mean, you know, like, people, I'm just pleading with you. Exhale and just understand the Bears won the football game. Okay? You play, what's Herman Edwards' line when he was head coach of the Jets? Huh? He had that great line at the press conference with the Jets. Do we have that, Tyler?
Hello? You play to win the game.
I love it. Can we play that one more time, that cut?
Hello? You play to win the game.
Thank you. So the Bears won a football game, and you never, ever apologize for winning a game. Period. All right, 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. We'll return in a moment. We have 4 more hours with you. So if you're just going to work or coming back from work, or you just can't sleep and you got the radio on, or maybe you're driving in the car going somewhere, maybe you're driving a truck, give us a call. We can talk NFL. We can talk sports. We can talk Bears right here on 670 The Score.